Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Why is it important for lawmakers to have Facebook or Twitter accounts?
Well, as we all know, social media, social networking has just increased exponentially over the past few years, or even the past few months. It's still just on such an upward curve. More and more people are finding this is a great way to communicate with all sorts of different people. And lawmakers, it's just a natural fit for them to be where their constituents are.
So how is this dialogue happening? What sorts of conversations are happening between lawmakers and constituents through social media?
Well, I see that lawmakers a lot of times are using this as a forum to get word out about what they're working on, kind of what their interests are, what's kind of the top of their agenda, some of the events that they're going to. That can be a real short-term, immediate type of communication as to what they're going to be, where they're going to be speaking at, who they're going to be working with. And then for the first time, it's a much easier way for constituents to be able to ask a question and hopefully get a response in a more timely way. It's also public and transparent when something is posted on Facebook or when a tweet is made. The whole world can see this. And if the lawmaker is doing the right thing, he or she will reply to that so that the constituent who asks the question can see the answer, and the rest of the world will hopefully learn something in addition.
You wrote a blog recently about the right way and wrong way for lawmakers to go about this. What are some examples?
I had some needs to communicate with some of my own lawmakers here in Wisconsin, and the two that I happened to stumble upon or look up were Russ Feingold and Tammy Baldwin. What I found is that Russ Feingold is very transparent about how he is doing his tweets. Twitter is a way that a person can send out short messages, 140 characters or less. It's basically a microblogging social networking service. And Russ is out there on a very regular basis letting his constituents know what's going on. You can also tell when Russ is sending the tweet himself or sending the information himself, and you can also tell when a staff member is doing it. The other thing that I saw Russ doing very well is that in return, he is also following many of his constituents, and that means that he is interested in what the folks of Wisconsin are talking about. The other representative, or the other person that I looked up, was Tammy Baldwin, who is my representative here in Dane County. And what was striking about Tammy's Twitter account is that she has a sizable number of followers, but I noticed that she was following very, very, very few people in return. Actually, there were no constituents that she was following.
So lawmakers should follow a large number of people as well as being followed.
Absolutely.
One thought that occurred to me was if you have a large number of constituents in your social networking circle, that there might be a lot of white noise or clutter to have to sort through. Would you not?
Absolutely, but what's really nice about these social applications is that they're tools that you can use to whittle away that white noise. There's some great search features. There's some great ways to search for keywords. So that's how I use it when I'm using these tools, and I'm sure that folks such as in Russ's office, et cetera, are using those same types of tools to kind of weed out the white noise and see what really matters.
Laurel Cavaluzzo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.